One of the letters that I quote often is that of John Adams to Mr. H. Niles on February 13, 1818, because it gets to the core of what the American Revolution was really about and why it was successful. It serves as an object lesson for us today. Adams wrote this, "But what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? The Revolution was effected before the war commenced. The Revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution." So we see by this letter that the Revolution was entrenched in the minds of the people before the war commenced. How is this so? It was done by the formation of an organization to educate the people about their rights. It resulted in the formation of the Committees of Correspondence by Samuel Adams and others. This committee set about to educate the people, but particularly the opinion molders in their communities, about their God-given rights and the nature of government. At the time, they connected liberty to morality, since it took morality on everyone's part to exercise their rights, not just the morality of the citizen, but that of government officials as well. What do we mean by morality? First of all, self-control, doing what's right simply because it's right, but also taking responsibility for their actions, which is an aspect of true morality. The responsibility to do what is right simply because it's right. It took this belief for the men to gather on the Lexington Green on that day they stood up to the British soldiers, willing to die for their rights simply because it was the right thing to do. And they did it for 8 years thereafter. Without the proper education, the action at Lexington Green would never have happened. They were so convinced of their rights and responsibilities that they defied death to do what was right. So we have three elements to the revolution. Education of the people, the fact that liberty was tied to morality, and then lastly, the responsibility to stand for what was right. These are the three elements of the John Birch Society, starting with the effort to educate our fellow citizens. We do not advocate revolution because we still have the vote, and the people vote based on their knowledge. There's a saying about computers, garbage in, garbage out, meaning that the data you get from a computer is only as good as the information put into the computer. It's the same with the voter. Properly educated, the voter votes for liberty and the right candidates. Improperly educated, they vote for more government until it becomes corrupt. Too many organizations concentrate on the issues of the day. We need to concentrate on the fundamentals of liberty, the basic documents of America, such as the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, including the Bill of Rights. These contain the solutions for just about every issue that exists when properly applied. We also need to expose those who mean to destroy our country, especially from within. This is the primary work of the John Birch Society. Once your family, your neighbors, your community understand and apply these basic documents, your community improves, then your state, and finally, the nation. Connect with members of the John Birch Society to perform this simple but important task. Work together to gather people together to educate them more and more about these basic documents and their application. Gathering people together promotes friendship, trust, and morale, a spirit of knowing there are people they can trust and are working with them. They're not alone. One of the best tools to use is the video series, The Constitution is the Solution, and get people reading. Go to jbs.org. for more information of how you can get involved and implement the same plan that Samuel Adams and his friends implemented in the 1700s.